apparently, it's okay to take taxpayers' money and support LGBTQ events. Is it okay for Christian events? I'm asking. Anyone in the airport listening? Hello? Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Go to politicalbombshell.com and click on Political Bombshell Store. Only God created men. Only God created men. Still have the 10% off items? Just type in Rescue Dogs. That's politicalbombshell.com. Click on Political Bombshell Store. And there you go. Let's get straight into this. Because what I don't like is, okay, fine. You feel that you can take taxpayers' dollars as long as it's something that you support. When I say you, I mean the powers that be, the satanic ones. You can do what you want. You can support anything you want. So if the Air Force used taxpayers' dollars to fly service members to, let's say, a prayer revival, would that be okay? Because certainly right here, they're using taxpayers' dollars to fly service members to Pride events. I'm just saying, is that good? I don't think so. If you're not going to approve for Christian events, which is, you shouldn't approve for this, period. I'm a Christian man and do not want my tax dollars going to an event such as this. It's not my faith. And therefore, this is disgraceful. Because you wouldn't have the same thing go the other way around. It wouldn't happen. The U.S. Air Force has granted approval to allocate taxpayers' funds for covering travel expenses of service members who wish to attend the upcoming Pride events organized by the Department of the Air Force, DAF, in Washington, D.C. I have a problem with that. Why are they able to organize that? But you can't organize Christian events. I'm having a problem with that. Marianne Maliza, the director of the Air Force Office of Diversity and Inclusion, of course. They talk about diversity and inclusion, but they exclude Christianity. They exclude straight white American male, they exclude conservative black males, they exclude us, but yet they want to call it diversity and inclusion. No. What you mean by diversity and inclusion is by blocking out what you don't agree with. If something disagrees with your lifestyle, you block it out, and therefore that is diversity and inclusion. That is your definition of diversity and inclusion. Last week issued a memorandum to inform branch commanders about the forthcoming LGBT-related events. According to the memo, commanders in the Air and Space Force are authorized to utilize unit funds to facilitate travel and participation of service members subject to approval from their respective supervisory authorities. I'm not going to read the memo, but you have Matt Lemire tweeting, "Breaking Pride at the Pentagon. Troops don't miss out on your opportunity to use taxpayers' dollars to travel to Pride Month at the Pentagon beginning this Thursday." That's, let's see, tomorrow. Unbelievable. Unreal. Again, and someone else is tweeting, or he's showing the date and the time. This is disgraceful. The DAF justifies their use of taxpayer dollars under section 030201, which allows the release of public funds for travel and transportation allowance for military personnel. An accompanying flyer adorned with rainbow colors details three forthcoming events, as we saw up above, in which the DAF is expected to take part. These events include a pride at the Pentagon. Pride! I am so prideful! Celebrations set to take place at the Pentagon Air Force Art Gallery on June 8th, and LGBTQ plus initiatives team, that's LIT, symposium at the Pentagon Library and Congress Center on June 9th, and a recruiting booth at the DC Pride Festival on June 11th. Please, all of you, go to the Air Force, please. Just go. Be in the front line. Go ahead. The Air Force has also issued a pre-written memo allowing service members to apply for permission from their commanders to be excused from their unit and travel to DC. Again, if I'm serving in the Air Force and I'm a Christian and I want to fly to a Christian event, you think they will grant me the permission? Don't answer, it's rhetorical. Of course they wouldn't. Of course they wouldn't. In May, the DAF issued a similar memo acknowledging June as Pride Month, authorizing Air Force installation commanders to organize and execute suitable activities during this time. Oh, you mean like the, what do you call those? The drag Dairy Queens? Oh, okay. Is that what you mean? Unbelievable. We celebrate the progress we have made towards inclusivity. Again, I say. Including who? Inclusive of whom? Because you're not inclusive of myself as a conservative black American. You're not inclusive of straight white males who are Christians. You're not including them. No. This is an exclusive club. Let's be clear about that. It's very exclusive. So don't give me the tippy toe crap. I'm not falling for it. We have made towards inclusivity commemorate the contributions of the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. Now I know my ABC get away from me Americans, and recognize the obstacles they have faced and overcome. We shall overcome someday. Peace in my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome someday. Among the planned events was also an all-age drag show. There we go. There we go. I think this is the one that got canceled, if I'm not mistaken. I did a story on this on Political Bomb Show, but I'm pretty sure that got canceled. I don't feel like, I don't want to read any more of this. I've had enough. Enough is enough is enough. I had enough. Today's show was brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Click on politicalbombshow.com and go to Political Bomb Show Store. Only God created men. On the back it says only God created women. Now you might be saying, well, why couldn't you put the woman in the front? It's in the natural order, man. Natural order. What did I have to say about the natural order? I probably said it on Political Bomb Show, but it's God, man, woman, child. God, man, woman, child. God, man, woman, child. Got it? Capisce? Leave a like, share, and subscribe if you are on YouTube, Rumble, or Odyssey, and I will see you in the next one. Here we come.